Today's daf was Erevin daf Pevav. The Mishnah said in yesterday's daf that Rabbi Yehuda Omer in Yeshem Tfisas Yad Shel Balabayis Eino Oser, that if the owner has any holding in the Chatzar still, then the tenant who's renting the property doesn't have to join the Erev, because the owner still is considered to be the Balabas. So the Gemara defines, what is a Tfisas Yad? So it said it's like Bunyas Ben Bunyas, is a wealthy fellow who owned many houses, and he kept his Kalim in each house, even as he rented them to other people. So parenthetically, the Gemara mentions that Rabbi had complimented Ben Bunyas wealth, but underestimated what his wealth was based on his appearance. He was wearing shoddy clothing for someone of his stature. And in general, both Rabbi and Rabbi Akiva were mechaber ashirim, because it's their tzedakah that sustains the entire world. Rabbi Bar Chana holds that even if the owner only retains the rights over a single kli that's not allowed to be moved on Shabbos because it happens to be mukta, that's enough of a tfisas yad that he's still considered a resident of that chatzar, so that the tenant doesn't have to join in the eruv. But if the kli is allowed to be moved on Shabbos, so then we assume that it might be taken out in the middle of Shabbos, and therefore the owner doesn't retain any holding in the chatzer. Then the Mishnah goes on to say, Amar Aleph, Haminiach Beis Ovahalach Lishvos Bir Acheres. If a person leaves his house for Shabbos, so there are four shitos, whether he prevents others from carrying in the chatzer. If he failed to join the Erev, and he left for Shabbos, so can the Erev take hold without him? Rameir holds that he still prevents everybody else from in the chatzer from carrying. He needs to be part of the Erev no matter what. Rabbi Yehuda says, he does not prevent anybody else from carrying. Everybody's allowed to carry no matter what. He's a non-factor if he's away for Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says it depends. If he's not Jewish, he prevents other people from carrying because he might come back on Shabbos, and therefore you need a schiris rishus from the non-Jew. But if he's a Jew, then who went to another city, so you know he's not coming back on Shabbos, and therefore he's not going to be considered a ben chatzar who's going to prevent anybody else from carrying. Rabbi Shimon says, a fourth shita, even if he's a Jew who went to his daughter's house in the same town, it's still considered that he's not going to come back on Shabbos, because if he's going to his daughter's house, we assume he's staying there. And the Gemara said that's his daughter's house, but not his son's house, because if his daughter-in-law gets angry at him, then he's gonna hightail his way out of there and get back home in the middle of Shabbos. The Mishnah goes on to say, Bor shebein shtei chatzeros ein mimal mimenu b'Shabbos. If there are two chatzeros that do not share in a single Erev, and they have a bor in between the two chatzeros, some members of neither chatzer are allowed to draw water from that bar, because you're always going to be drawing water from the other side, which is going to be taken from one chatzer to the other chatzer. But there has to be, unless there's a 10 tefach wall. So what does it mean, a 10 tefach wall? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says the earlier Tanaim argued about what kind of wall is necessary. The Beis Shammai says milamata. 10 tefach wall has to be milamata, whatever that means. Beis Hillel says milamala. It has to be on top, whatever that means. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the wall doesn't need to be in the bar at all. The wall could just be the wall that divides the chatzer above ground, and that's good enough to divide the bar below ground as well. So what are the terms lamala lamata mean? That's machlokas amarayim. Rav Huna says lamata lamata mamish, lamala lamala mamish, that lamata means down near the surface of the water, where the bottom of the wall is right above the surface of the water, and lamala means that the top of the wall is right at the lip of the bar. Rav Yehuda says no, lamata lamata min amayim, lamata means it's all the way down inside the water. Lamala is lamala min amayim. Lamala in Rav Yehuda's view is what Rav Huna called the mata, where the wall is right above the surface of the water itself. So the Gemara asks two kashas on Rabbi Yehuda and refines our understanding of his shita to mean that Beis Shammai requires a mechitza that completely divides the water, and Beis Hillel only requires a symbolic mechitza of 10 tefachim, but the bottom of the mechitza at least has to dip one tefach into the water. Ultimately, though, the Gemara, at least in Rashi's understanding, the Gemara rejects Rabbi Yehuda entirely, and that we actually need the mechitza to dip into the water, because Rav Nachman held that even a 4 tefach wide beam that's completely above the surface of the water would divide the bar into two. So instead, we assume the mechitza does not have to actually divide the water at all. Kalu shekilu chacham b'mayim. This is one of the special kulas that we have by water, that a mechitza tzluya, a mechitza doesn't actually go all the way down. It's hanging above ground. It's going to be good enough when it comes to water, even though it's not going to be good enough when it comes to a mechitza on dry land. So the Mishnah had said, Rabbi Yehuda holds, lote mechitza gedol min akosel shebeinehem, that the mechitza over the bar, above the ground, is good enough to divide the bar as well. So the Gemara initially thought that Rabbi Yehuda must be assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, because in Maseches Sukkah, Rabbi Yossi holds that mechitzos, walls of a sukkah, the defunos of a sukkah, can also hover above ground. They can also be a mechitza tuluya. So it must be that the two line up. So the Gemara says, no, that's not, they don't line up at all with each other. Rabbi Yehuda will be matir by tiltal from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, because the whole issue is only Drabanan to begin with. He would never be Makel in a Daraisa like Sukkah. Rabbi Yossi, who's Makel by Sukkah, says, yes, yeah, Sukkah's a mitzvah saseh, but on a Shabbos issue, Shabbos in general is Nisr Skila, he never would have been Makel. One time in the town of Tzipori, they forgot to bring the Sefer Torah to Shul before Shabbos, and they allowed carrying the Torah through partitions that were hanging more than 3 tvachim off the ground. So the Gemara said, wait a second, you see, Rabbi Yossi wasn't only Makel by Sukkah, he was Makel by Shabbos also, because it was Tzipori, it was Rabbi Yossi's hometown, and they carried through these mechitzos. So the Gemara says, no, that was after Rabbi Yossi died, it was Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, who must have disagreed with his father, that was Makel on the mechitzos tlios, even for Hilchas Shabbos purposes.